It is Super Bowl week here at Wisecracks, Bill Krakenberger. This is a big week, very exciting. Coming off a hot show last week. We got a lot of love last week.
Yeah, no, we're getting a lot of views now. I said we must be picked up by some kind of algorithm. We went from like, you know, on my channel. It's on different channels. On John's channel, which is the Action Network, Action Junkies.
Right? Yep.
On mine, which is a Crack Wins on YouTube. On a couple other things like Spotify and that.
Yeah.
You know, we had five-figure views last week. And I'm answering questions in there to undermine, and you know, I'm try to be nice to everybody. Try to be who my parents raised me to be. Try to be, you know, always answer people's questions and stuff, and try to get in there and you know, just return the favor of them watching us and taking their time out of their week. Lots of podcasts, and we do other things than gambling podcasts. We're not just a gambling pod. We, you know, we talk about everything, Vegas and lifestyle, and just
it's us.
Crazy things. Like, literally, I'll start out with something. So, who I talked about on the show before, the feed, Las Vegas locally put up $1.4 billion in December, number one month ever in Las Vegas, which is normally the slow month. And now, I'm going to tell you right now, I think this weekend is going to be the biggest money-making weekend ever in the city.
Really?
Doesn't take you to, more than
F1.
Yes.
Yeah.
F1 brought a lot of people in. It didn't fill up the private airports with jets that they can't even.
That's a good point.
They can't even land anywhere.
But let me ask you this: do you think someone was asking me just the gambling side of it, just the table side? Like, we know the dealer saw a record weekend for F1 because there's just so many, I think, extra billionaires, extra the whatever. Do you?
They had a record weekend at the Wynn.
Okay.
And Cosmo, they had certain gamblers in there that were giving, you know, Europeans that came to town and spending their money, which normally, you know, Europeans really don't, their tipping culture is different than ours. But
correct.
Gambling people, you know,
they could be spreading it around differently
there. Yeah.
And do you think that to have a record weekend, that can actually happen from two or three guys? Am I right in
absolutely
thinking that?
Right. Absolutely okay. Right. Listen, there's one guy that, you know, every time he comes to town, the dealers want him in town because so badly, but he only comes in once every couple of years. He tips seven figures.
Got it.
The dealers make
seven figures.
Seven figures. He'll tip over $1 million. Yeah, he'll tip over $1 million. Matter of fact,
do you know him?
I know of him. No,
really?
I don't know him. Don't know him.
He sounds like a guy we need to know.
One, yeah, tipped what are you over, doing? Tipped actually about $1.5 million.
Come on.
Yeah. No, he comes in every once in a while. By the way, he was in Caesars in Atlantic City. And also, when he was there, the dealers made like 10 grand for the week.
Now, when a guy like that comes in and he tips, does the casino change the rules a little?
And it's a great question.
I would love to. I don't know the answer.
Do you know the casinos, the executives, the suits?
Yeah.
They don't like when he comes to town and puts
they don't
the money
get it
in the box. Not because they don't get it personally.
Right.
So the casino can't win the money back. It's in the box. It's for the dealers. They can't win the money back.
Got it.
So that money's locked up, and it's like, Jesus, this guy's giving the now, you think they'd be happy here for their employees.
But no.
That's not the way it works. No one's going to ever say this, but
because I do know, I won't say the names of the clubs, but I know there are some clubs that, like, if a guy comes in like that and he tips crazy, they don't just give it to the staff. They change the rules, which is kind of
which management gets
cool.
It or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real nice of them.
Yeah. Which seems criminal to me.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a business that they say they don't accept tips. The management and stuff. And where was I on? I was on somewhere and someone said, oh, no, don't talk about tipping club host. Why? Isn't that how you get in? Like, is that, do you know what they're not supposed
to take tips?
I didn't know that.
And security is never supposed to take tips. You know that, right? Security guards are never supposed to take tips because you can't have a guard that can be bought.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's 500, turn the other way while I do some coke.
Do you really think they're working for 16 an hour or 20
no.
an hour? You know, they're working because they're getting
you
cash
just
tips.
Laughed. You just laughed when I said security can't take tips.
Come on. I've tipped so many different security people in my life.
Yeah.
And you know, like, casino hosts aren't supposed to take tips. And yet, of course they take tips.
Right.
And if they don't take a tip, I mean, I'm going to give them a gift card to the Joe's or, you know, at the Forum Shops or anything. Walmart, I always say, Christmas time. Like, you know, this way they could say they didn't take a tip. You know what I do too with tips. So I people I like that have to split tips, I give
the gift card.
Gift card. Yeah. This way they don't have to split that.
Tips is what makes Vegas go around.
And I also like sports books that management takes tips. Mm-hmm. Some of them they don't. Most of them they don't. But I know a couple in town, they say, yes, we're allowed to take tips. I will definitely tip them. You know, John, it's so hard to go to a cashier.
Right.
Even though I'm making a withdrawal out of my app. So I'm making a withdrawal out of my app. They don't know anything. They don't know that right now I'm juggling everywhere, pulling money out, putting money in. So they don't know if it's profit I'm doing. It's hard to take five figures out of an app and not throw the guys, you know, $40 or throw and management. Literally, I just took 10 grand of an app and I said, management's allowed to take a tip. Here's 100, split up the clerks. Matter of fact, this place, the individual clerks keep the money. I like that.
Yeah.
Rather than splitting it. Just so happens I liked all five people. I said, do me a favor. Here's $50. You guys get $10 each. And I said, give the management guys, there's three guys back there. Give them $50. You know, give them $17 each to whack up. It's not a lot of money.
Sure, sure.
Everyone gave that, it'd be the best job in town.
Of course.
So
if five people a day gave that.
Yeah. If one person a day, that's just extra money they get. But yet there are. Don't make me out to be a saint here. There are other people that I do not want getting my tip money. There are some people that are burnt out, people I just maybe not care for, people that sweat the money too much, like it's coming out of their pocket.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get the money. Wow. We can go anywhere on this show all the time. I mean, it wasn't even planned. But anyway, so that will be the biggest money-making week, in my opinion, ever. I was with my buddy, and we're going to have Randy on throughout the season. After Super Bowl, we'll have Randy McCann about Advantage Gambling on all different things.
Oh, I'd love that.
Matter of fact, he was one of the best guests on a different show I did. That weekend was so good. I split my time with him on VSiN, and I put him on there with me. And it was an hour of just an hour and 15 minutes of nothing but knowledgeable casino advantages. Now, you think about it, and I love when these people on the randomity say, well, you wouldn't give anything away because it would take away from your edge or something. Let me just tell you something. That's not what I do. It's not what Randy does. So for someone to say that, it's ridiculous. Randy gave away so many secrets that my mouth was open on that show. Gaming secrets, to beat table games, to beat casinos, to look like, you know, maybe look like you're a bigger gambler than you are. It's good to give that opinion for rating. It's good to give that that look for the ratings-wise. So you want to act like you're bigger than you are so you get more comps and more things and more cash back and more average bet. You know, I always check. That's another thing too, John. I know people at home probably don't realize this. Always check your rating. Always ask your floor person. When you're done playing blackjack, when you're done playing craps, always check and see what your rating is. Ask them what it is.
How long did you play?
How long did I play? And what's my average bet? Guess what happens automatically? The floor person now realizes you know a little bit more about the gaming industry. Automatically, you get pumped up.
Yeah. And by the way, whenever I've done that, and I'm kind of lazy with that.
Most people are.
I haven't played that much lately at all. But they never have it right.
Never.
They never have it right.
Especially at, think about this. If you're working craps, it's not like crap tables years ago. Years ago, there was three dealers. There was a box person that sat in the middle with his hands folded at all times. There was a floor person on the game.
Yeah.
One game, one box person, one floor person. Then you had a roaming pit boss for the six or eight tables.
Yeah.
So now you have one pit boss for the entire shift. Literally, might as well be assistant.
And a
shift
lazy
manager.
Pit boss.
You have a pit boss. You have one. No, there's no box people no more. People even that I'm hearing here that are talking, they're probably saying, "What's a box person that play craps?" Now they have one floor person for four crap tables. Three dealers handle everything. They take the money. They count it out.
Yep.
They turn off the game, which means no game protection. It's a total different game.
And at blackjack, the dealer now, in many cases, swipes your card and types
dealer
in your average.
Dealer swipes your card. So who do you think is giving you the average bet? It's the dealers. They're going to,
right.
And guess what they're doing? They're guessing.
They're guessing.
Unless you tip.
Yeah.
Unless you tip.
And
unless you put a little something up there for them. You put a little something up there for them, they're going to give you a bigger bet. So you don't have to even – you ask the floor person, you know what they're going to say? Give me a minute, I'll let you know. He has to go find out.
Right.
And automatically your rating's going up.
And a lot of times if there is a floor guy that takes your card and types in what you cashed in for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your second bet is what he types in as your original average bet, okay. not your first bet.
Okay.
Right? Because it used to be the hack. The trick used to be
your
come
first
in,
bet
$500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your average bet's going to be 50.
Right.
But just to get the right. guy interested, you bet right. 500. Then they got hip to that. So they watch to see what is your second bet.
I also don't care who says what. I know this gaming industry inside and out. It's about what you lose. I know they're going to say, oh, no, it's not. It's about your length of play, and it's about your theoretical. Yeah, yeah. No theoretical. There's not the a theoretical counts, but that's not what happens. You can have a Theo, which means what you're theoretically worth to the casino, decisions per hour, times your bet. They come out with a number. The win-loss means everything, and no one's going to admit that to you because you get a lot more from losing. You actually get a fast loss rating, which – so let me just be blunt. If you're at a table where the highest denomination chips that you have in front of you is in play, you could pocket them. So in other words, let's say that there are three other people at the crap table that have black chips in the rack. Well, you could take some of your black chips and put them in your pocket. You know, you have to be a little bit mischievous about it and put it in your pocket. You want to show more of a loss. Now, listen, I'm not saying cheat the casino. All I'm saying is, trust me, you have been cheated over the years in casinos.
Yeah.
Just getting a little bit even, that's all. So you wait, but you can't take chips that aren't in play. If you're the only one with black chips in action, well, then obviously where are they at? They're no one. They're you can't put them in your pocket and there's 10 black chips missing.
Right.
They know you have them. But if there's a lot of other players that has them, you could put them. Even your quarters, you can put quarters away. They add up. So this particular weekend, wait till you see what it's going to be. I want you to walk through like the Cosmo,
yeah.
the Wynn, Encore, Next Door Venetian, some of the higher end properties, all the MGM properties, all the Caesars properties.
Going to be a lot of yellow
listen,
out there.
Listen. It's real simple. There won't be nothing, I think, on Saturday night under $200 at a lot of the places. 200 minimum. You may find 100.
Yeah.
But you're not finding quarter tables.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what Fountain Blue does because they've been kind of slammed for their betting minimums being way too high.
I've been to the pizza place there 3 times.
Really?
Called Miami Slice.
Really?
It's very good.
Clearly, have you been there 3 times?
Very good.
Traditional slice or a square?
It's a traditional slice. It's a bust out joint, of course. I'll tell you that much. So I'm not here to shill for them because it's expensive. But yeah, let me show you their slice here because I should have sent it to George. Now if you don't like grated cheese, you're not going to like their pizza because they load it with fresh. They have a fresh hunk. They grade.
I don't think I like that.
On each slice.
I don't want that.
A ton of it, too. So last time I had a little bit less put on my slice. But, yeah, I do have a – oh, here it is. And, by the way, it's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's, too much cheese.
Yeah, that's not
They served
me.
It like that to me.
Really?
With the cheese.
But I mean, it looks good.
It's
but
a real thin crust pizza.
Yeah.
It's a very well-done crust, real crunchy crust.
I like that you took that ridiculous basil leaf off of there.
I got to tell you something though. I chopped it up and I
come on
and I put it on.
Really?
Yeah, I chopped it up and and put it on there. Yeah,
Bill,
yeah.
I have a pizza problem right now. I am absolutely addicted to Prince Street Pizza at
Prince
Durango
Street.
Resort.
George, check your email at Sticky Paws. I sent you that photo
for sure.
It is so good.
Yeah,
and I
love it.
Not
over
supposed
there.
To be eating pizza.
I just can't get online. I mean, the line there is just
you
too long.
You have the guys.
I know.
What
I know.
Are you doing?
Got, yeah, you gave me a.
I teed it up for you.
I know. I'm bad at that. I'm bad at.
Let me tell you what you're good at.
What's that?
Following through on your word, I got a text message from our friend.
What did I do?
Our friend Nick Dais over at Veterans Minimum Podcast over
right.
at The Win.
Right.
And you went on his show the other day, and you brought a surprise guest.
Oh, I brought a really sharp guy.
Yeah.
With me in there that has 350 followers. George, I'm sending you a text now, just in case you want to show that slice of pizza.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got it.
Got
okay,
it.
Good. You got it? Okay, I didn't know if the email would get it.
Yeah, but he was really happy.
Oh, he was
you,
a fan of that guy.
Show.
Yeah, he knew that
yeah.
guy. Yeah, no, we had a good time, and we talked. I talked too much, probably. We were supposed to be in there 30 minutes. We were there an hour.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So
what I liked is I went to a fight with him last week. I went to the UFC fight with
him
because he's a big fight fan.
Oh, cool.
And we were just talking about podcasting and stuff. And I brought you up and I said, did we ever get cracked with you? And he was like, no. And because it was like, he pulled up the text message. He's like you, Nick.
Right.
He never, we were on a group thread
yeah.
and he...
He didn't know?
He never followed up.
Wow.
Because he's like you. He doesn't want to bug. He doesn't want to, you know, and like, had I not brought it up, I don't think, you know, he's just not that, you know, he's very much like you. It's a, it's an East Coast,
okay.
So he's, I don't want to bug you thing.
But I went there.
He was
there,
so happy
I don't,
that you
It's going to be shown today somewhere. I'll retweet a clip for him.
Yeah, it's good. He's having a good week. He had, I don't know if you saw, he had Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. was in there.
That's a big get.
He was right in there before me.
Yeah. Before, same day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've met Stephen A a couple times. Yeah.
He's actually a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
I don't like him on camera.
On air.
But I love him as a person.
We never talked about this.
No.
He's so tough on camera. But then I see him on Hannity and he's like a different person.
Right.
Yeah. No. He has to have that image, I guess, for the people.
I just want him to not talk about UFC ever again and I'm okay with him.
Oh, he talks about everything.
I know.
So. Anyway, we put that slice on there.
Yeah, here's the pizza.
But that slice. Let me see
that slice on there.
Yeah, that grated cheese.
I don't know, man. I want to tell you something so good.
Really?
Oh, I've been there 3 times with the grated cheese. I love it. And I'll take that and put little pieces of it. That's like the reason why they have the basil, right? The reason why they have the basil. The reason why it's like that is that's a new cult trend since Dom DeMarco back in New York started doing it on his pizzas, and it's great. It gives a great little flavor to it, but you have to like it, yeah. But going back to – we started this whole conversation with Randy McKay.
Yes.
So Randy being the sharp gambler. So I went Randy the other day, and I had to tease him. First of all, he keeps money in a wallet. You ever watch the Seinfeld when the thick, giant wallet – that's what Randy has. He has a wallet. That's going to
close.
It's going to cripple him by the time he's 60. Keep it in the back pocket. Yeah, so he's got that big wallet with bills in it, and I'm just like, how do you have bills in your wallet? Like I just, it's so many, it's just so thick. So, but yet, waitress comes over. He's like, I don't have any change. I said, what change of what? You got the whole wallet. He goes, yeah, I know, but I don't have any singles or fives. I don't have any smaller bills. I was like, Randy, you just flew into town. You're a knock-around guy in the casino business here. But he's a genius kind of guy. But so he doesn't think you have to have – whenever you go to a gambling destination, have lots of small bills.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And by the way, I put a tweet on Twitter, too, for tipping. There's no more dollars, guys.
No.
And girls. There's no more dollars. If you get
– like a dollar a drink when they come –
Yeah, that's not –
come
on. That my father was given
– In 1980, it was a dollar.
I was going to say, that 1977, when resorts opened, up for the next decade, you were given a dollar to valet parkers and a dollar to waitresses.
That's long gone, man.
Do you know the rule of seven? That's supposed to be, you know, literally 10 today or at least. Yeah. But, you know, if I get two drinks, I'll give them $5. If I like the waitress, I'll give them 10.
Right.
Same thing with valet.
That's
right.
I get two orders,
fives.
I give a five.
Yeah, I give a five for two orders. I'm not saying, you know, we're so schooled on it from our parents and stuff. We're just in different times. You're making more money now than you're making in 1980, right?
And I mean, about when you pull up to valet and it says valet full, what do
20.
You do?
I give it 20. 20. Yeah, 20 is valet.
Yep.
And, you know, me especially, I'm saying, listen, I'm going in and out, making some bets, coming out. Can you leave it right there? It's $20. Mostly everyone says yes.
Right.
For that. And the weekends is 20 automatically. Sometimes I'll even, if I can get away with it, I'll pull to like the 7-star valet and say, listen, guys, I'm going to McBeth. They all know me there. I'm in and out in 10 minutes, $10. And they're like, oh, anytime. Just park it right there. Take your own keys.
I mean, I love that.
They know me by now.
Yeah.
So that's the second person I got to abuse. No, I like Randy, but I'm not trying to abuse him. Oh, so I go online at Westgate. We line up. You know, usually there's 100 people online when Westgate releases the props.
Yeah.
Not so anymore. That used to be a big night when the Superbook released the props. They're Jay Cornegay, he was over at originally at the Link. It was called, what was it called before the Link? Years ago, it was a
O'Shea's
purple
or something?
Purple casino. Oh God, I can't.
Wasn't O'Shea's?
No, it wasn't O'Shea's. Anyway, before it was the Link, it was.
Oh, that's
something.
Gonna bug me.
Yeah, it's gonna bother me. Before it was the Link, and Jay used to be there. You know, 20 years ago, more than that, 25.
We can't even ask George because he wasn't born yet.
No,
so George doesn't even know.
No,
bro, I know my Vegas history. I think it might be the Emporium.
Oh, the Imperial Palace.
Imperial Palace.
Emporium.
Boom.
Emporium.
So the IP. Is what it was, and Jay used to work there. He used to put up all these props, and all these props started with like the '85 Super Bowl with
the Bears,
Refrigerator Perry.
Jim McMahon, Willie Gault, former Wisecracks guest.
Yeah, Willie Gault.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny that team was one of the best teams ever.
Oh, so
and
good.
I just text. Because I was really, Jim McMahon's been following me for a couple of years, so I texted him and told him that. So I had to tell him, that's Jim, you know, I just want to let you know, I know they're saying this San Fran team's one of the best teams ever. You guys were one of the best teams ever. But so we line up, and this year, because it's so hard to get props down because of FanDuel, DraftKings, they released the Super Bowl props the day after, the same day, minutes after the San Fran game, they released the San Fran Detroit game. They put all the props up for $100. Or, you know, like people iron them out for $100, $200. And therefore, a lot of other books copy off them. So I went to the Westgate thinking there was going to be literally maybe three or four props I was going to bet. I was surprised that actually they take stance on things. There's actually about 15 props that I bet there.
Really?
But I want to tell you something that happened that night. And I opened my mouth already.
Do it. Yep.
No, yeah, I did it already. I didn't want to say the Westgate did this, but Westgate put some bad lines up on a couple things. And what I mean by that is they have 1,000 different – how could you get 1,000 things right?
It's impossible.
So it's a big, thick pamphlet full. So the Westgate did have some wrong pricing.
You tell them?
Listen, the people in front of me – by the way, usually the line's 100 people. Just to show you now the difference, there was 15 people in line. That was it. So I didn't think I was going to bet much. I was like 10th. And by the way, I was there first. I was the first one sitting down. I was doing a couple of interviews, though, by the time I got back online. And I thought it was no big deal to be 10th. But no, I did not. It was an index prop, which means something at 3-1 was 27-1. It was 2.7-1, and they just put 27-1 instead of 2.7-1. So, they had the wrong price. Of course, someone bet two that were 27-1. They both should have been 2.7. I think that's the exact numbers. I had the sheet home.
Meaning it should have been plus 270.
It should have been plus 270. It was plus 2,700.
Come on.
Yeah. So, of course, this group that came in from out of town took advantage of that right away. Now.
And then the line moves
if
instantly?
I thought, well, actually, what happened was they when they came back up to the counter, they said, guys, we mispriced some things here. And the guys were arguing about, you know, the old adage is take a bet, pay a bet. But this was a unique situation. Like, the Westgate's very good to me. John, yeah, me, you, and your dad had dinner there.
Of course, yeah.
They pay for everything for me. I mean, I don't do anything for them except for talk about them, you know, good.
Sure.
Because they take bets for me.
Sure.
And, you know, they give me comps based on – I've never had to go to them for an exception comp. The reason why I have comps is because I bet there and they give you a good percentage of your money. Matter of fact, there's probably no one in town that gives you a better comp rate for free food and stuff than the Westgate. So
really?
Yeah. And they're very good to me. And every time I ask Jay to come on for an interview, he's been on our show, you know, a bunch of times. He's always very accommodatable and just really good. If I asked to go in there, I said, listen, this is a big request. I'm sorry. Anyway, I can get one of those boots in the back for Sunday. And yeah, it's like Thursday. He's like, yeah, come on in. Don't worry about the $500. By the way, when I go in there, not only don't worry about the $500 minimum, he sends over a comp for $200. I mean, they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good. So that's the only other way I would get comp is because he sends. But I don't do it for that. But the meals, everything. It's like betting. It's like betting. 49ers are you know, are playing Carolina, and 49ers are minus 14. You go up to the counter and they're plus 14. What are you supposed to do? 28-point difference.
Yeah.
You know, if you bet it, then you know you're going to be probably ridiculed from not just anywhere in town. If you bet the wrong line, they're going to want the ticket back,
right.
Or you can keep the ticket, just not bet there again. So. On that, I mean, there's small pricing errors that, you know, I wouldn't give back. Small, because that's the reason why I'm betting. I think they're small.
Right.
But blatantly bad lines, you can't do that at a shop you like. That's not to say I won't do it, though. There's places that have thrown me out, you know, that for having a pulse that I have no problem betting it.
Right.
I have no problem because right, they're cheating you. They could cheat you, but you can't cheat them.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
There's places that own that add a full point or add full juice or go to 160 on a 7-point teaser, you know, and just try to rob the public
what
on everything.
What should it be on a 7-point teaser?
I used to pay $1.20, $1.30.
Okay.
That's what it is. That's fine. Yeah. But now it's $1.40. I mean, so there's so many different ways that they try to get at you, and then they'll throw you out if you do win. I have no problem betting them on a bad line. But it happened there. I think they settled. It was amicable solution for them. It happens. Now, and they're great. 15 bets I made there. I was shocked. So next thing is, this is being a more helpful thing for people. We don't have the edge, and I mean we. a sharp 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, all those 15 guys online that think they're sharper, and they might be. I'm not saying they're not. We don't have the edge we used to have on props. We used to win 20 units on props. You know, maybe not 20, 15 units, though. I've had 15-unit Super Bowls where I won 15 units. It used to be a real profitable time of the year. It's not like that anymore because the information out there was so early with the new sports books that came over, like I said before, opening up lines, ironing out lines. There are sports books in this town right now taking $5,000 on props. If someone's taking $5,000 on a prop, you can guarantee the edge is not what it used to be. I mean, Westgate, Circa, Wynn, MGM, Caesars, they're taking thousands and thousands per prop, like I said. At least 2,000, but there is one taking 5,000, which shocked me, which I've given a lot of action to. I may have to go to your dad and see if we can get some money here in town. But anyway, yeah, no, you don't want to overbet is what I'm trying to say. You don't want to overbet. Like, John, how many bets will you have on the Super Bowl this weekend? What do you think? Do you make a bigger bet because it's a Super Bowl like everyone else?
No.
Really?
No. I probably used to, but since you came into my world, that's changed. I'll probably look to you for some props. Okay. And
I used to have great insight on the Gatorade color.
Right. No
the
more?
First song. That stuff's all gone because now it's out there. Because it's out there because people know you can just have someone in the stadium that's listening. One of the security guards, you can have them listening. So you used to bet a lot more.
Yeah, I used to bet a lot of the props, and I would bet, go heavy on a team. I don't really go heavy on a team.
Everyone goes heavy on things like
I
that.
I do like the squares. Like, I'm having people over to the house, and we'll do the squares.
You
that's
do.
Kind of fun.
Everyone
it makes it fun.
That
makes it fun.
Yeah. No,
but
no,
that's $20 a square.
Yeah, $20 a square to get the
right. Right.
But, you know, it's John Orlando here, so I have to be at, I have to know when you're picking the numbers. I have to watch, make sure you're not fooling around. You know, you're getting 0 and 0. John Orlando, 0-0. You know what I mean? And then the next one is his girlfriend got 7-0. Yeah. Okay.
And then Gio got 7-7.
Yeah, Gio 7-7. I got to be there for picking the numbers. But people tend to bet more on the Super Bowl. I call it the Borgata effect.
Yeah.
The Borgata in Atlantic City when it opened 25 years ago. The greatest thing to ever happen, marble, gold fixtures, Dale Cholula stained glass, beautiful the building itself, you went in and it made you bet more.
Yeah.
Because you felt you had to.
Yeah.
You're required to bet more to be in this place with this beautiful marble and beautiful Sinatra music piped in, and so automatically you're betting more, and you're walking home. I mean, you're walking out of the place, you're driving home, you're saying, what did I do right there?
Right.
I'm not only betting 25 a hand, now I'm betting hundreds and looking for ATM fees and Mac machines and trying to, that's what the Super Bowl is. People come to town, private jets have filled all the airports, they're parking 90 miles away now, places are crowded, the atmosphere, the buzz, it reminds me of like a New York City street New Year's Eve in Times Square. It's you just feel like doing something. You know, don't get caught up in this hype. Don't get caught up. Don't overbet your bankroll on the Super Bowl. So that's all.
Yeah, it's good words of wisdom. Let's talk about Super Bowl. Do you have any good props you want to share yet?
I'll tell you this. This is the first Super Bowl I'm on the public side. I hate that. I'm always on the sharper side.
Are you
going to
tell me you're going to bet San Francisco?
No. Oh. The public's the sharps are on San Fran. Yeah. Like the Billy Walters of the world, the Phil Ivies of the world, they're sharp guys that are betting for sharp groups. Of course, Billy.
They're on San Fran?
Yes.
Come on.
One of the biggest sports syndicate groups sent out San Fran -1, -1.5 money line. So I'm against four different people I know that are very, very sharp.
Yeah. Well, they're all wrong.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Well, now that you're on Kansas City, that's
I can tell you that. Listen to me.
I have to rethink my position.
Bill, I said it a few weeks ago. You don't have to bet on him, but do not bet against him. You cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes.
And that's kind of like the square thing that everyone's saying. I'm agreeing. He's the X factor. What do I want quarterback on my team, Purdy or Mahomes?
Mahomes all day.
And, you know, I say that, and I really don't – I'm still betting my side. I still have my side at the Super Bowl. I'm not getting off it because everyone bet on, you know, Baltimore went to 5 for 12 hours at game time last week against Kansas City.
I know Mr. Gridiron Junkies is probably chomping at the bit back there. What do you got, George?
So it's so funny that you said I'm planning on making a very irresponsible bet, something I would not normally do.
Really?
I literally have a text thread with Cameron this morning, who is also an equal D-gen with me.
Oh, wow.
And I said, hear
That's
me out.
That's his fiance who won the fantasy football league against all the guys. Yeah.
She's pretty sharp. Honestly, she's had a good year. So I said, hear me out. We go 50-50 on $1,000 Chiefs +2.
Love it.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
We win. We each get $1,000, you know, roughly, you know, depending on where we put it in at. But like, yeah, then we just know we're on a side. We're not following like 1,000 props.
Yeah. Do you like that bet or no? Mahomes +2.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no.
Now, would you buy that up to...
It's tough to buy it at the 3, but when the line first came out, I actually got some 3.
You did?
Yeah, I got some 3.
But in his case,
I still like the money line now. I still like the money line right now. I still take the 2 if you want, in Georgia. Yeah, I still like.
Well, so like that's the thing. I'm putting so much money on it that like I feel like I want the points.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you said even just sharp people were putting in Niners -1.
Yeah.
So I can still hit that.
Is there any world where you would buy it up to 3.5?
No. I mean, no, because they charge too much. They charge too much for 3, even.
Okay.
Yeah, they're charging too much for 3.
Do you endorse the +2 bet or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you could don't overbet your gambling bankroll, but yeah.
I'll have more.
Well, he opened up by saying, I'm going to make an irresponsible.
I'll have more on prop bets, though. Even this morning, I bet a bet that was kind of a strange bet. I bet will San Fran... The wording is, will San Fran have a rushing touchdown? And of course, the reason why it's such a big favorite is because of McCaffrey. He's like -250 alone. So I took +3-1 on the no. They won't have a rushing touchdown. And I took +3-1 on that side. I actually took Kansas City on no rushing touchdown, +150. So I'm hoping to win one of the two. On the other side of it, who can Pacheco, of course, Mahomes. But I'm thinking that, that there's some reason behind it, by the way. The plus money is always big. But I don't know if it was going to be all that giant, touchdowns at the 1-yard line. I think there's going to be a couple breakaways. I don't know if they'll so much be. Listen, if it's a pass interference in the end zone, I'm probably dead.
Right.
So if either team does that, or either team fumbles inside the 10, I'm probably dead. But that's why you're getting plus money. They're not the strongest bets out of all my bets, but
yeah.
I'll just be blunt. I am going to be betting lots of unders. 75% of my bets will be Saturday into Sunday. 75%. And the reason why there'll be 75% of my bets will be those days, I'm going to be betting unders after the public comes in town. And cumulatively, $50, $100 bets, $200 bets.
Push it up.
The sportsbooks have no choice. So I'm hoping to bet a lot of unders by then.
Late in the game.
Late. Yeah, I'm going to,
Got it.
You understand that the public loves to bet overs. They love to bet. And they love to bet pluses. Like, in other words, +500, +400, +300. It's a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? They love to have the pluses. Rather than having lay the minuses, where the minuses are probably right. I priced a couple here. The minuses are probably right on a lot of these things too. And what I mean is, like, will so and so score a touchdown?
Right.
Well, there's only going to be, let's see, the total's 47, so it's supposed to be 6 touchdowns and 3 field goals to make the score right around there. So, you may have one person score 2. So now you're down to like 4 people to score the touchdown, 5. You could say yes, no on 25 players scoring a touchdown. The no's are usually right because the public's just betting yes on them.
Right.
So the no is usually the right thing to do. And even against the big names, it's mathematically, by the game time, it's the no on Kelsey, the no on, it's going to be way overpriced. The value is on the no. I mean, you may get back a plus money on some of these no's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how about if someone gets hurt in the first quarter?
But don't you think, like, in Kelsey's case, Mahomes is going to be, it's the Taylor Swift factor. Mahomes is going to be looking for him at some point in the end zone, don't you think?
Without a doubt.
Right.
Well, he's going to be looking for him.
But he's also going to be doubled.
It's not, maybe. Maybe they'll have... you know, maybe they'll double them. Maybe they'll, you know, it'd be going to someone else.
George, I see you have a blast from the past pulled up on the screen here. Yes. Producer Rob from Canada.
Yeah. Rob from Canada is here. Say what's up, Rob.
Hey guys. Yeah, I figured I'd call in because I have I've done some research that I would like to share today with you too, and I think I'll make Bill very proud of me today.
All right, Rob, what do you want to bury people on? Go ahead.
Now, I'll preface this with saying I'm not laying a lot of money on this. I actually didn't like a lot for the Super Bowl. I'm trying to be careful with my bets, but I did probably between me and another guy at the company I work for, we did about 17 hours of research into what the Gatorade color potentially could be.
Okay.
I looked through 17,000 sideline photos of the 49ers and the Chiefs this year, every single game, pictures from the locker room, that type of thing, all from Getty Images. We watched all the sideline videos that they put out, mic'd up, everything like that. In my opinion,
drum roll,
based on what I saw, I have a strong feeling that the Gatorade color will be orange this year based on my research.
He's got a strong feeling.
All right. You got a strong feeling. It's
Rob,
be...
come on.
17 hours of research.
I'm hoping that the 17 hours, the strong feeling's not gas.
So. How do you put 17 hours into the Gatorade color?
All the Getty Images folders for every single game that they had and looked at every picture, inspected the spouts of the Gatorade tubs on the sidelines,
okay,
looking at the cups to see if we could see in them or if there was residue on the sides of the cups. I counted how many Gatorade bottles were in the fridges in the locker room, because logically you would think that they wouldn't stock a bottle that they're going to have the liquid containers of, right? That would seem like a strange move. So I counted those, and by process of elimination, looking at bottles that they had on the sideline. So a player wouldn't bring a bottle of Gatorade out to the sideline if they were going to be able to just get it out of the jug.
Okay,
through all of it.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Were you a believer in the Super Bowl logo colors being an indicator of the teams? Because this will
absolutely
say a lot of...
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
Good.
Feel a little better.
We weren't.
Feel a little better.
Because we definitely weren't. We were making fun of that stuff, actually.
Is there any piece of you that takes some action on the orange Gatorade now per Rob's research?
I'm a little bit nuts. I may go with it just because he said this. Because I have a whole year to torture him if it doesn't come out. Yeah.
All right.
I will preface with this. I did hedge and took a little bit of on blue and a little bit on clear, but I line shopped it.
I know it sounds funny, but this was I've made a lot of money on this in the past.
I made money with you on this.
You know, I made a lot of money on this. I made you know, really the money was
your research though wasn't a gut feeling. Yours was I knew the color.
I'll just tell you this. The best thing was, I'll admit it now.
Yeah.
I knew the first song by Coldplay was
yellow. I was on it. I was on it and mad. We called Bill. That was the year I met you.
Yeah.
We called my buddy Roger Silvestro, who's flying in tonight as for the 15th year of our tradition, Super Bowl in Vegas. He was calling every bookie he knew in Detroit and they wouldn't take the bet.
Yeah. I made a nice 5-figure score. But let me just tell you now, what color, what'd you get on the orange? What
so on the orange, I have plus 500. On the blue, plus 480.
What is it there?
And on clear, I have plus 1,400.
Plus 240 on the orange.
Uh-oh. Bill.
Plus 420 on the blue.
Bill, does he know something?
Wow.
I line shopped. And it's not like I'm just saying, oh, I've got a gut feeling. I did process of elimination and tried to use some logic behind this. And I'll say this part. I did see cups of orange Gatorade in the locker room.
Okay.
And directly above where the Gatorade containers were. So
that was
a strong indication on my end.
All right. The national anthem also is on here. Reba McEntire, 89.5 seconds over 150. Which quarterback will be shown first during the national anthem?
Mahomes, 100%.
Mahomes minus one. I agree. Yeah. I thought the 160 was low.
This is going to be such a Chiefs-friendly day because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually bet $250 on that max. But, yeah, Mahomes. Which head coach will be shown first during the national anthem? Andy Reid minus 160.
Yeah.
So you could bet on some crazy things.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is Taylor Swift going? Like, because she's got a show out of the country. They worked all that out.
Someone's done a mathematical analysis of her trip, and she has a large window of time to be able to
I thought
to
it was a few hours, like 3 hours.
Okay.
To get she
three
should be
hours.
There.
Is there a Travis Kelce first catch?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is. George Bettis.
What's that? I would bet that in a heartbeat.
Plus 250.
That's the best bet of the day.
The Chiefs have thrown to the tight end first 6 out of the 18 games in the regular season, and then the postseason it's been 2 out of the 3 games.
He's looking for Kelce first.
Based on those numbers,
I don't know if that's a good bet then.
It's 2 out of 3. I think it's 1 out of 3.
You said 6 out of 18, right?
Correct, but 2 out of 3 in the postseason.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of like most recent trends.
8 out of 21.
Yeah, because it's just
a run up the middle is their go to. Like they run up the middle first play of most games.
Right.
So like
it's a fake handoff, drop back, hit Kelce, quick shot of Taylor Swift. Welcome to the Super Bowl. That's what it is all day.
I mean, it's
commercial break
all day.
It sounds pretty.
I'm not saying it's fixed by any means.
Did you guys hear about this? Joe Buck predicts a bad story will come out of Vegas
for
Super Bowl.
Yes, I hated that, and I'm a Joe Buck fan.
I'm a Joe Buck fan,
I thought that
too.
Was the dumbest thing. I had
I
to
like
bite
it.
My tongue, bite
I'm a
my
Joe
fingers.
Buck fan.
I didn't comment on it. I started to say, what an idiot.
I like
and I was like, you know what? I like Joe Buck.
I'm
not going to say that.
I like Aikman. I like Romo. There's a couple of guys. Most of them, I don't think they're that good.
Why say that?
Bad story to come out. Oh, did we cut off?
No.
Canada?
He's still here.
All right.
No, he's here.
Well, anyway, yeah. So,
was that your cueing George to say cut off Canada? Or?
Rob, good job though. Good job.
No.
I dropped this on him. I was like, Rob.
I didn't know you were coming on the show.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
I just saw his handsome face on the monitor.
I told George to ask you beforehand because I haven't been around in a while.
No
I
problem.
To make sure you guys still.
We
like
love you,
me.
Rob.
No
we
problem.
Love you.
So Joe Buck, I don't like saying that something's going to come out of Vegas. Bad story. It's going to be bad. Is the bad that can be? It's going to happen before the attending. He's not saying nothing, catastrophic. He's just saying something bad. Bad being out all night and someone gets in trouble or something.
By the way, I get it. It's Super Bowl and it's different, but the Raiders play
like
an opposing team every week here, and stuff doesn't really happen. At least not stuff that makes the news for the most part.
I agree with you.
They're adults. I get it. They're going to screw up, but they could screw up in any city.
Yes.
There's nightclubs in every city. You can have a misstep. You can get a DUI. You can do stupid things.
I'm going to put some plays out on Twitter, too. I'm going to put some plays out. Yeah, I put them out every year.
Is there one prop you want to give right now or no?
Well, I just gave a couple, I bet. But you know what? Like, I'll bet more towards game time on under stuff. I hate to say this. I'll be looking at the highest Kelce numbers and try to go the other way. Now, I have a lot of different places to bet, too. But I'm looking at those square.
I saw like Kelce's over now is 70 yards or something. I don't think he's going to get 70 yards.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. I actually took copies
that
of
seems
all
high.
These this morning, and especially Kelce's I took. So let me get you that. Let me get you that those numbers though. Because
while you pull that up, let me real quick. Yes. I have one question for Rob. I have another question for you, Rob. In all your research, have you done any research on the coin toss? I was just wondering. Where are you at in terms of heads or tails?
I'll make you laugh. Years ago,
The
coin just had a commemorative head. On it.
It was heavier.
It was
on
heavier
one side.
On the heads. This is up until 2006, I think. They
really?
2005? Yeah, and what will be called, what's likely to be called, the players like calling tails for some reason. So the players like calling tails, so that's something that you can bet on too. But let me tell you.
Wait, you can bet on what they call?
What they call. Bet on what they call, bet on what it's going to be. By the way, both sides are commemorative now.
That might be the two props I want to bet on. I like that.
Instant,
that sounds like fun.
Instant gratification, tails.
Right.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
I didn't bet it, but there it is. Travis Kelce, you're right, John. 70 and a half over $1.25.
I don't.
That's a lot of receiving yards.
I don't see that.
Six and a half pass receptions over $1.70, which is longest reception. It's 20 and a half pick 'em, minus 110 both sides at this particular sports book I'm looking at.
I kind of like Kelce 2 touchdowns under 70 yards.
How about will he score a touchdown? Oh my God. Okay, first touchdown, they're saying no. No is minus 13-1. Yes, plus 7-1. Everyone's betting
yes. Wait, Kelce first touchdown is 7-1?
Everyone's betting yes. I understand. Like you're about to.
I'm in.
Right, of course.
Wait, George, you're on that one?
No, not Kelce first touchdown.
How about, but anytime touchdown, will he make a touchdown anytime, which everyone's betting yes, this particular site has pick 'em. So it's pick 'em.
I think that is a pick 'em.
Minus 110 both sides, will he get a touchdown? Last touchdown scored... No, you have to lay 15-1. You take 7-11 on the.
How about Mahomes scores a touchdown at any time, and Mahomes gets the first touchdown? Are those odds there? First touchdown Mahomes or anytime touchdown Mahomes?
I'm still a Kelce stuff. Hold on.
Okay.
Will he have 100 yards, yes or no? The no is minus 4-1.
No.
Plus 3.
Kelce will not have 100 yards.
Yeah. Will he have a rushing attempt, which I don't – has he had a rushing attempt? Wow.
I don't know.
-8-1 on the
no. That was an interesting one, Crack. We looked it up. We could not find any recent data that he had a rushing attempt because I did see that line.
And will Travis Kelce score two or more touchdowns?
Yes.
The no -690, the +5 to +512.
Yes.
So that's
I'm betting on a Kelce Swift monopolizing the cameras over and over all day.
I was kind of upset, like thinking about this just not all about Swift. You know why? It brought a lot of people into the game.
Yeah, for sure.
It brought a lot of fans into the game.
I don't know why it makes people mad. I mean, I get it, I guess, but like I don't know. I mean, it is Taylor Swift. She's a pretty biggest name in music.
I can't
Top
name one song she sings, but I'm sure they're very. She's got to be worth hundreds and hundreds of millions, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Was she on American Idol or something?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No. And not only the interesting about it, she's a businesswoman too. I know for
really?
A fact. Yeah, because we know her dad pretty well, and she doesn't rent. She in early in her career, she realized, you know what? I'm not going to pay all this money to rent the semis to haul my gear. She bought a trucking company.
Really?
She,
a trucking company?
Yes.
Wow.
She owns like the sound company. She's a businesswoman. She makes a lot of money.
So this bet I made
at
the Westgate when the Lions came out. Total combined yardage of all touchdowns over 74.5 on combined yardage. So if one's a 50-yard touchdown, I need, 25 more yards to win.
That's a great.
So it's -$1.49 now. I'm actually shocked it didn't move more. I seen 76.5 -$1.15. I'd rather go over that, but that there's a bet I made that's available right here. I'm looking at will they score? See, this is amazing. Will they score four times in a row? I'm looking at three times. Will either team score three times in a row? That's normally a bet that I'll make the yes on because that happens a lot more than people think. But yeah, so anyway, there's
what about will there be a touchdown first play of the game from Mahomes? Like a
no, I didn't see that. Not first play. We're both coughing here. Excuse me.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, me too. Yeah. It's still going around here. We got.
Are you implying I'm sick? I'm not sick.
I'm not sick either.
It's just a little dry throat.
It's dry throat. I have cough drops all year
it's
round.
Canada dry.
In Las Vegas. In Las Vegas all year round, I have cough drops all year round because of the dryness. You
is know that what? Honey or like a menthol? I like a honey.
This is just the Halls menthol. Yeah. No
I like
good?
Honey.
No? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Before I go, guys, I will give you one last interesting note.
I can't wait.
There's insane discrepancies between the books with the novelty props. So anybody that's looking at laying some of these, you can get crazy differences in numbers. Even on the coin toss and some of the other ones,
right.
There are big differences in numbers. I have done a lot of shopping on this. And one prop I saw that I thought was insane is you can bet what company will show up in a commercial first. So say like BMW versus Hellman's mayonnaise.
Now that's
a
inside.
Line that's being offered.
Really?
That's
yes.
Well, it can't be Hellman's is only
but that
in
could be
certain
inside.
Regions.
That
though.
Could be inside. Anyone that knows the Super Bowl schedule mm-hmm. can be. You know what I mean? I got to reach out to someone over there.
Well, who's the main sponsor?
So, yeah.
You would think it's going to be the main sponsor, no?
I will leave you guys with that note. Good luck on the Super Bowl.
All right.
Hope the 49ers win, but this is not a game I'm very.
Wait, we're off. Wait, where don't you owe me on some bets, former bets?
There's a lot of things I owe right
so
now.
So wait, you're on the Niners?
I am on the Niners.
We can wipe the slate clean. I'm on the Chiefs. You're on the Niners. Benihana dinner in Vegas.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Which he's going to call me
like
to come.
Deal to me.
You're in?
I'm biased on this one, too.
All right, so we're even. We wiped the slate clean. We're even. You're on the Niners. I'm on the Chiefs.
Perfect.
Benihana
dinner. Let's do it.
All right. See you, guys. See you, Robert.
Yep, see you, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm also surprised here that there's rooms available in town. This town's packed.
Really?
Not only that, the South Point put this tweet out the other day. I was like, I can't believe it. Because the South Point's a nice place. Big game weekend, South Point.
It's actually
Friday.
Great. In that lounge, you could watch the game
where
the Dirty at 12:30 is. It's amazing.
Big party. Sunday, February 11th, Grand Ballroom, Exhibit Hall, and Showroom and Napa Room. Free admission. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Free admission.
Actually a great spot.
I got to give them guys credit. I didn't tweet it out yet for him. I'm probably going to.
Yeah.
Right now I'll send it to George so he can get it up there to show. I am shocked that they still have rooms like that available.
Yeah.
So rooms available, by the way, $295 Friday, $395 Saturday and Sunday. So
that's very reasonable.
And only a $33 resort fee.
Wait, how much on Saturday?
$395.
Just so you know, my buddy, I got to tell my buddy this. My buddy, Jeff.
You got to use that code. Use code.
It's been hard.
Deal 41.
It's been hard to find rooms because they're all so expensive. The Tropicana.
Yeah.
Saturday night. How much?
Bucket of blood.
$500.
That's not, I'm telling you that I know of a
but
particular.
But you could be at the South Point's way nicer than the Trop.
Yeah.
Trop might be in a better spot on the Strip.
The Trop's
at least,
in a better spot. Trop's a better spot. I would stay at the Trop.
I feel like that might be Bed Bug City, though, no?
Listen,
should I not say that?
Guess what?
What?
Every single, you Google.
Yeah.
Any single hotel in this town. And the word bed bugs after it, you're going to find it was bed bugs.
Stop. Even
top
Encore?
Joints. And
no.
Top joints and everywhere in this town will have a bed bug.
I've never had an issue.
At one time. I've never had an issue. Ever.
I don't really stay in too many. If I
get staycations all the time
right. At
a couple of casinos, I've never seen bed bugs. You know, you're supposed to pull back the mattress.
Do you do the staycation, though, sometimes?
No, but I get rooms for other people all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so there's no one getting bed bugs.
All right.
By the way, though, I have had one incident in Atlantic City at that.
Yeah.
So, one time. But, I mean,
you have bites on you kind of thing?
No, I pulled back a thing and I seen little black spots.
Oh,
I had them
really?
Change me rooms right away. Yeah, yeah. I'll do that when I stay somewhere. Yeah, I'll do that. Anyway, all those parties free at the South Point. Thought it was really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Big game weekend. Good rates there.
You'll be watching from home?
I'm going to be watching from home.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have
a
big giant TV at your house?
I have a nice TV. I got 85-inch TV.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. Okay.
No, it's nice TV. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, big deal. 85-inch TVs. They're down to like a dime. I mean,
yeah,
it's
at
amazing.
Costco.
Costco has a sick,
LG.
LG, sick prices.
We have it. We have two of them.
Yeah. You know, you can get a beautiful 75-inch TV now for $700. I'm like, oh, my God, look at this thing.
Yeah. George, maybe that instead of the $1,000 bet. How about you just go rock an 86-inch TV?
Wait, I would go purchase one?
Yeah, instead of the bet. Let's get an 86-inch TV in the Carmona household.
I have an 80-inch TV.
Then make the bet.
yeah, honestly, one of the proudest moments of my life was getting that 80-inch TV.
That's nice.
I didn't have the
what car. Guy doesn't want 80 inches?
Yeah, you know? Seriously.
I'm going to laugh at a bill.
You got me.
I never would have thought that was going to get a laugh out of you.
Well, guys, we'll end with that. we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining us again. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for, you know, it means a lot when we have.
It does, actually.
I people take it out of it. There's so many podcasts to watch.
Yeah.
For people to watch ours, it really humbles me. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Go Chiefs.
All right.